Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method to, with a brand new business, to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did this at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Lance Psycho. Lance is a multi-talented entrepreneur, architect, and educator, co-founder of F9 Productions, a design-build firm specializing in residential and commercial projects. With a strong background in architecture, construction, and real estate development, Lance is dedicated to promoting sustainable design and community involvement through his work and nonprofit efforts. Lance, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Keep the faith. When everything seems like it's going wrong and nothing's going to get done, you got to keep the faith because of the law of polarity. The law of polarity is something I believe in that has been proven to me many, many times. It's an actual law of physics. If you can't have a negative, you can't have electricity if you don't have a negative and a positive, right? So one of the things that I've learned, I'm about to be 42 in about 4 days here, and it took me that long, about 40 years, to finally get comfortable and not freak out and remain calm when it seems like the rug's been pulled out from underneath you with whatever you're doing, right? Like, I'm a builder, I'm an architect, and so there's a lot of unexpected surprises that are seemingly negative that come up. For instance, we had one of my employees got fired and quit. It's sort of the same thing, right? Last week, and at first it was, a lot of people who are not seasoned in having employees might be panicking. And a month prior to that, we had one of a bigger commercial projects that we designed and where we're going to build get pulled out from underneath us, and we didn't get awarded the final contract to build it. And my business partner was pretty upset about it. I wasn't, because I was thinking, where's the providence in all of this, and how is this going to play out? And in the end, it actually worked out perfectly as far as staffing goes, for both of those things to happen and the trajectory of where we're moving ahead now in all of these various projects. It's actually kind of smoothing out in our favor and pushing us in a direction we really needed to go without knowing where we needed to go.
This reminds me of all of the times that I have second guessed the bad things that have happened to me in my life. Man, if I could have just go back and make a different decision here, if I could have had that back, if I had kept my mouth shut that one time, and ultimately it's an interesting exercise, but I always end up saying, no, I wouldn't change anything because that gave me the perspective I needed to be where I am, and who knows where I would have been if I didn't get that perspective.
Yeah.
And that to me is in alignment with your keep the faith. Like, hey, I'm not going to say everything happens for a reason, but I am going to say everything that has happened has really forged you into who you are now. And the who you are now is the one who's capable of handling this. Who knows who you could have been?
Yeah, and I think it's helpful for me anyway in living with that mindset. It helps me not be regretful about the past either. Like, I don't want to go to my deathbed and grave and live a life full of regrets. So for when I sort of frame everything that way, like, I think that's where I would just disagree a little bit. It's like, I do think it happens all for a reason. Not that destiny is like completely 100% figured out for you. Like, I like to think of it sort of as a, you start out with a tree branch, or like a big tree trunk. And then there's all these different paths you could go along the various branches and places and leaves and everything with this metaphorical tree. And it's up to you where you kind of go on those paths. So it's not all predetermined. It's not all happening for an exact reason, but I think there's like there's because it's a universe that's supposedly, potentially infinite. You sort of have this trajectory of infinity where you can go down in those kind of ways, but it is sort of predetermined in a way, with that. So that helps me. Like I just don't think like I'm gonna have this life of regrets, and I really don't want to. I try to try different, but as many different things as I can as possible, businesses, personal wise, all that kind of good stuff.
And I think that ties in nicely to you were talking about your situation where things were not going as you wanted. And we have this instinct to have negative reactions, to exert energy in that negativity, to kind of like put it out there. It's almost like this protective instinct, like, I gotta be mad. But I know another thing that you really lean on is stoicism. And for me, stoicism, there are extremes, obviously, that you can follow, but for me, it's all about like whatever is happening in the moment is going to happen regardless of your emotional attachment or reaction to it. You can't really, your emotions that by themselves can't really control the situation. And I'm curious your thoughts on this because I had one business after another, after another, after another, absolutely fail, like goose eggs. And I'm spending, and I got employees, and I got this, I got that, and it's not working. And the only way that I could get through that and keep my sanity was I can't get upset about it. I just got to keep going. And the problem, though, with that came when I did finally hit it, and then boom, we had major success immediately. And then I was like struggling to get excited about it because I had just been so stoic the whole time. It was like I was just preconditioned to like, nothing's good, nothing's bad, just keep turning the crank, Josh.
Keep stepping, keep putting one foot in front of the other. Man, I resonate with that a lot, actually. I know it, that's sort of the danger. It's kind of like anything, though. It's like life's a double-edged sword. Every action is a double-edged sword. Every person and their positive, the trait that you think is the most positive is also a negative for them too. Like my construction superintendent, one of the things I've been trying, the theme I have for him this year is I need you to loosen up. Like, how do I get you to loosen up? How do I get you to loosen up without losing your beautiful attention to detail and your strictness with yourself and your discipline and keeping things moving and forward in a nice, neat path in a very messy construction industry. It's a struggle, right? So like that's the problem with that's a negative part of the stoicism. I agree, is it's like it's a little too you
Too
can get a
stoic.
little you can get a little too stoic. You can get a little too stoic, so you gotta be careful with it. I'm really a big believer in just kind of the gooey middle. I've been saying that phrase. I just got engaged 4 or 5 days ago in Minnesota, and my fiance has really brought this phrase into my being in the last year. This gooey middle, because like I'm 40 and or 42, and in my late twenty in my 20s, I was politically way over to the left. 30s, way over to the right, and now at 40, I'm like,
Eh, they're
seems
both
seems
wrong.
seems like seems like in the middle is somewhere where things really happen. Seems like the middle is where a lot of people live. Like you might lean left or right a little bit, but like that's where the majority of people are coalescing. And so there's a lot of answers there, right? Like life isn't black and white. There are some things that are black and white, sure. But that gooey middle, I kind of think is sort of the sweet spot to be at with stoicism, is you really gotta, when it comes to politics even, right? It's like, okay, what can my version of stoicism, the one that I like to, that I try to live the best is not so much where I'm not getting excited or maybe even let down if I don't get a project or it falls through or something like that. It's not getting caught up in the externalities that I can't control, like politics, right? It's like, yes, I can vote, sure, and if I wanted to, I can go march in the streets and stuff like that. But what is the most important thing? Probably the most important thing is like, first of all, taking care of me, then my family, then my employees, and like how big is that bubble that I've created and carved out for myself that I can actually control? that's where I go with stoicism, and I'm like, that's kind of where you it is sort of that goopy middle again.
Yeah. Gooey middle. Great for pastries and stoicism.
Yeah, maybe not donuts though, except for donuts, dude. I don't know about that.
So tell us a little bit about what you're working on right now and who you're trying to impact the most.
Yeah, I'd like to start. Maybe I'll start with my nonprofit. That's one of my most favorite things that I've created. My moniker on LinkedIn is serial entrepreneur, architect, builder, and I take the serial entrepreneur part pretty seriously, because I just love starting companies. It's one of the most, even if they're not for profit, it's one of the most exciting, creative things you can do. You probably agree, as a guy who started a bunch of companies yourself. It's just the community garden. It's called Longmont Community Gardens. We just won a big USDA grant for $86,000, which means we were then able to double the size of our urban gardens in the city of Longmont here in Colorado. And that's what I'm most excited about right now, as far as on the philanthropy side of things, is like we're going to be affecting hundreds and hundreds of people instead of just maybe about 100, what we used to. I think there's almost nothing more like empowering for anybody than to like try to grow their own food. Like catching and killing your own food is a whole different story, and I do those things too as a professional fisherman and an outdoorsman. But like just trying to grow something, and then the pride you get from it, the struggle, the learning, even actually being like exposed to the dirt and the microorganisms, it's much more healthy for you. That's what I'm most excited for. So we're gonna kick off the gardening season here in May, and provide twice as much gardening opportunities we had before. Professional wise, I'm really excited about a couple projects that we're working on that are like very near and dear to my heart. We're doing our second straw bale house right now in Wyoming that I'm actually hoping to turn into a build project, where I can go stay on this beautiful lake, Lake Hattie, in the summer with my daughter and do the framing and the foundation, and then the owners are going to come in and finish the straw bale part of it. That's really unique typology. We're doing some other cool houses in Longmont, and then some big multifamily and little boutique commercial stuff all around Colorado.
I love that. And you have a podcast, right?
We have a podcast. Yeah, we podcast too. We're Inside the Firm. InsideTheFirmPodcast.com is where you can find that. We've been doing that for, gosh, let's see here, 8 years now. We're almost up to, I think we're past the 700 episode mark. We started it back in 2017 because that would have been the 7th year of F9. And if anybody in the business world, knows the whole, hey, at year seven, like your chances of failure are almost, they shrink down significantly, and you're probably going to succeed and keep doing it. So we got to year seven, and it was like, man, we should tell our story. We should tell our story, because we started our architecture company with zero clients, zero referrals, zero built work. And in the heart of the Great Recession, people ask me all the time, they're like, when should I start a business? Because they want to be an entrepreneur. They see the freedom that it gives me and the excitement and all of that. And I go, you should start it in a Great Recession or a Great Depression. And they're just like shocked, because I'm like, but you'll never be hungrier. It's then everything's up from there. So that's why we started that show.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. And it reminds me there's a show on a History Channel called the Food That Built America, and some of the greatest brands that are just staples, household names today, were forged in the worst possible economic conditions during the Depression. And so, yeah, I mean, people were never hungrier to turn a profit and make something work for them. So I mean, yeah, history definitely shows that. So excellent. So, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Lance Psycho, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who want to connect with him directly, you can learn more about his business at f9productions.com, or you can visit his podcast, Inside the Firm Podcast.com. And hey, if you're out there chopping down trees or lifting 50-pound dumbbells, or maybe learning how to dance the mambo, whatever it is that you're doing, snap a selfie, tag me at JT literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.